You must be happy with that performance, Carl.
Yeah, performance, result in the end as well. We're more ambitious than, you know, setting out for a draw at the start of the game, although we did want to be defensively astute because we're not in the best of form at the moment. But the way the game's played out in the end, the lads' application and sheer determination was, you know, there for all to see, and pride in the badge and all the rest of it. And in the end, you know, a draw's a good result for us.
It wasn't helped by Will being sent off, which I thought was unjust.
Well, that's why I say it was a good result for us, because at half-time we changed the shape and we want to be more aggressive going down the slope. We've matched them up, come with two centre-forwards, and we think we can put ball in the box in the way that they have in the first half, play the elements a little bit, and then obviously the sending off gets us on our heels, changes the game.
But he won the ball when he got his first yellow.
I thought he won the goal. I did think he won the ball on the first one, and then obviously, but once he's got himself in that position, it's a bit of a, you know, a naive mistake to make, kicking the ball away. So, but it's one game, you know, and we can plan for that now. It's disappointing because we're having such a fight, Rob, to get everybody back in one go, and it's like one step forward, two back all the time. You know, as you say, once the sending's off has happened, and he's got us on our heels again in the game, and in the end we've really, really battled our way. And I thought they completely ran out of ideas in the end, and it was a good defensive display, a good team display, and we move on.
We've got Danny Stretchy next to us. He had a great game, didn't he?
Yeah, he was tremendous today. You know, we've asked him to go and do a job second half, and just to literally go up against the guy in the middle of the park who was causing us problems first half, and sacrifice yourself sometimes, and that's what he's done. And he's put the guy who was actually creating quite a bit first half with him, and Danny going in there second half and just doing that job. He had no, you know what I mean, he had no ideas. Danny was tremendous, as they all were. I mean, you know, Jamie Slaven to drop back into midfield as well.
Jacob
Sturgis at the back. Albie, you could just keep going through. And I thought Nathan Banton today, he's had his best game for us in a defensive shape. He was tremendous today. You know, he's the one that's had the overload a little bit most of the second half. So he's dealt with it really, really well. And I just felt in the end, Robin, it's, you know, you're always, when you're under pressure like that, but there was no threat around the 18-yard box. You know what I mean? The balls into the box were quite poor for second half. First half, I thought they put some good delivery in. Second half, when they've got that, you know, they've got the man advantage, I thought the balls in were poor. I thought the balls up to the front players, they were just panicking, they were just rushing things. But as I said, it's played into our hands a little bit, and we just dropped off deep and just said, right, try and break us down. And as I said, in the end, we've got a great point in the grand scheme of things. Does it really make any difference? No, it doesn't. But it's just a bit of confidence, isn't it? That we can, again, if you look at this game today, you look at the two games against Castle, where we've been strong is in defensive shape. And I think that's what we're going to have to be for the next few weeks until we've got everybody back available. Well, maybe one or two fresh faces in. I think we're going to have to be a counter-attacking side a little bit, maybe, you know, where you soak the pressure and then you hit them on the break. But as I said, I'm so proud of the lads today for that effort, especially coming off the back of a poor performance on Saturday. I think that's more about what we're about, you know. But as I say, we've just got to get players back, and it's just like we've trod on a cat, on a black cat, and we've broken some mirrors somewhere. You know, and you lose your goalkeeper now for a couple of weeks. It's just like it is. Castle's one step forward, two back. I think it's one forward, three back at the moment. It's really hard. I've never known it like this in terms of the injuries that we're getting. But as I said, it is what it is. It's football. Got to deal with it. And as I said, hopefully now we, you know, take a bit of confidence from that defensive performance and move on to the next game.
You mentioned the keeper. What's he done?
It looks, well, it's, I thought he maybe twisted his ankle.
I'm
but he's
a bit worried about the fact there's no swelling now.
Yeah, it looks like it could be Achilles slash into his calf maybe, so not really sure. He's in a sore state at the moment, so yeah, I think he's going to have to get himself to the hospital to have a look at that. That's not a few days rest, that one, by the looks of it. That could be a few weeks out on the looks of that, because we don't really know what he's done, whether he's twisted when he's landed or whether he's just landed and it's done his Achilles. We're not quite sure, so as I said, we're just going to have to assess it over the next 24 hours.
It's a shame because he'd had a good game and it was a clean sheet.
Yeah, to be fair to him, since he's come in, I think Charlie's done really well. As I said, Saturday, you know, he's had a couple of little issues, but that's the first sign we've seen of him you know, since he's come in, and you know, he's in talk to that. He's pulled off some great saves for us since he's come in. He's a, you know, he's a super lad, and he's a very, very good goalkeeper. Very quick around his box. You know, he's got good feet as well. Likes to link in with the play. Can come and take crosses. So he's everything we want. As I said, that's unfortunate today. Now that it looks like we're going to be out for a few weeks with our Charlie.
Carl, we've got two games coming up. You've got Mansfield on Saturday, mm-hmm. followed on the Tuesday with Hucknall. Any of the players that are out now, or is it
see who turns up? Well, it might look a bit like that from the outside, but certainly not. But I mean, obviously, we will assess the situation with Geordie. We'll assess the situation with Jack Andrews. There's so many now.
About Finn.
I don't want to put too much pressure on Finn, but he was having a little knock with the ball today, and you can see he's itching now, the boot's off. So we'll certainly look to get some football boots on him on Saturday and see how he is. And obviously now we're going to have to recruit a goalkeeper as well, probably, so we'll probably look at a loan on that one. But
haven't you got a jumper?
It's ridiculous. It's crazy. You know, the scores just don't tell the narrative of what the toil we're going through at the moment. But it is what it is. It's you know, we'll all be better for it, I guess.
Yeah. Look forward to Saturday.
Thank you, Robert.
Cheers.